What's going on, everyone? It's the Shan Man on your Wednesday morning. I hope you guys are doing all right and getting your Wednesday started off right, especially with this little podcast that I have going on for all of you. Hopefully, I'll be able to update you on the music news that happened throughout the night. On top of that, things that interest me like technology and social networking. Why? Well, because I want to, and it's my podcast.
This is real rock. Can you beat it?
Up first, Five Finger Death Punch. Last night, they were the number one song in iTunes as far as downloads were concerned for their new single, Under and Over It. Their new album, American Capitalist, coming out in October. Of course, they were the number one song last night in the 9 o'clock foreplay. You can go ahead and vote for those songs on my Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/theshanmanonline.com. And earlier this week, Five Finger Death Punch announcing that they're going to go on tour with All That Remains and Hatebreed for the Share the Wealth Tour. No dates as of yet for Phoenix, but Five Finger Death Punch making a very special appearance for 98KUPD's Red, White, and U-Fest, the 10-year anniversary of Homeboy Des Moines Sickness, is all going to be happening at Firebird Raceway September 10th. Band and ticket prices can be found at 98kupd.com. In the news of Rob Zombie, he's recently shared with a Canadian outlet that he doesn't have a problem playing the songs that everyone wants to hear. He said, quote, "You don't want your set to consist of the same 10 songs for the next 40 years," end quote. Of course, in the same interview, it sounded as though he was taking a stab at Slayer by saying, quote, "Slayer is like a machine. It doesn't ever change, so it doesn't ever seem fresh and new. Yet it doesn't seem old and tired either. It's frozen in time, and I mean that in a good way." In other zombie news, Rob recently directed a Woolite commercial, and I'm not joking about that. YouTube it, I promise you. You'll look at it and you'll be like, oh, I can't believe you did that. Stone Sour frontman Corey Taylor recently revealed that his band is planning on releasing a concert DVD and cover songs EP before the end of the year. And when he was asked which songs are going to end up on the EP, he said that each member of Stone Sour is going to be able to pick one song to cover. Corey's currently out promoting his book, Seven Deadly Sins, that's available in stores right now. In technology news, if you haven't found an easier way to tweet and you're using the original Twitter interface, you might want to consider switching on over to the brand new Twitter or downloading an application like TweetDeck. The social media company planning on deleting, in fact, getting rid of completely the original Twitter and having everyone switch over to the brand new Twitter interface. And maybe you're still waiting on that Google Plus invite. Everyone's wanting to get on the new social network, but it's possible that you don't have it. For those who are actually on G+, you're able to download a brand new update for their Android application. I have no idea what it does. My phone just updated. That's it for me. Feel free to comment on this update via Facebook or log on to audioboo.fm. You can leave me audio comments and direct messages right there. And you can also download the Audioboo app on iPhone and Android if that's an easier way to get in contact with me. And finally, don't forget to subscribe to this update in your favorite RSS aggregator and don't miss out on all the nonsense that I have to say. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. You'll be happy to know that I have no idea what it up. What the f*** was that? Is that wind?